bird in your teeth. So I gotta go. I know, I know, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it.
That was Say It Ain't So by Weezer. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Lauren. This is Pisces season. This is
This is John, Lauren's brother. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for getting on the show.
Yeah.
So if you guys we don't have time for that today. We've got a lot of stuff to get through. Today is my last show ever, so probably not ever. I feel like there's no way I'm not ever coming in here again. So what that means is that there's going to be a lot of music, a lot of reminiscing. We're going to be doing some old stuff. It's all old stuff because we don't have time for the new stuff. So, it's going to be a great time. We're going to reflect on some memories, it's going to be great. This last song, Weezer, John and I are going to go see them in September, so.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah, you could say that. We've been huge fans of the Blue album, probably the most iconic album ever. Probably the greatest contribution to music.
Yeah, Blue album has some great tunes on it, pretty iconic. Now let me just say this. Lauren was the one that introduced me to Weezer.
Was I really?
Say it ain't. Wait, sing it with me now.
Sing it with me now. Yeah, hopefully we're going to be doing some sing-alongs tonight.
Because yeah, guys, if you guys want to tune in, call in.
855-915-9636. We will be doing the latter PSA from Memories. There's something dangerous hiding in your closet. anyway.
Optimal vibes tonight.
Yeah, energy's high in this studio right now.
So how are you feeling about this last semester? Is it getting emotional yet?
It's getting a little emotional, but can I be honest with you, John?
Hit it.
it's getting old.
Yep.
It's a lot of the same old. I love this radio show. I love coming in here. But, sometimes it's like, God, I really have to do that again tonight.
Yeah, wait till you're sitting in a cubicle 9 to 5 every day.
Hey, I'm not going to be sitting in any kind of cubicle.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Lauren is going to be a medical doctor.
Yeah. Hopefully one day. Anyway, we got to get the show on the road. So why don't we kick it into high gear. Isn't that what they say?
Overdrive assembled.
Hit the hyperdrive. Oh, man, my ring is just, like, disintegrating. Wow. I have this really nice ring, and I've just destroyed it.
Oh.
Jeez, that sucks. whatever. anywho, we're going to listen to something that's, like, from my freshman year. It's a song that reminds me of a certain someone. Really cute song for me. And it also really fits with the weather lately. The good vibes outside. It's a good vibe song. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Born to gaze into night sky. Love.
That was Liar by Built to Spill. Yeah, that song I like to imagine is about me. You know, like, I'm so careless. Like, she doesn't mind. She doesn't care. Yeah, that was a hit song for me after my, I think it was my sophomore year of college. That song was really hitting it big for me that summer.
If you could describe your sophomore year experience in college in one sentence, what would you say?
The quick fox jumped over this sly brown dog. Is that what it is?
Is that a Dr. Seuss reference?
No, that's the sentence that like uses all the all of the letters of the alphabet.
What? Why?
That's a joke.
Oh. Oh, so that's actually not.
No, that has absolutely no relevance to. It's like this like quick brown fox jumped over the lazy slide dog. I don't know. Anyway, I would say. It was a catastrophe, but at least it was kind of fun, and that's all I'll say, I guess.
Listen, WMFO, it's a great experience.
Yeah, I think.
And this is the light of your week.
I think for better or for worse, I have a recording of myself every hour of sophomore year. Or every week of sophomore year, I have an hour of recording myself, and you can definitely tell that it was, you know.
I remember that time. It sounded like you were doing ASMR into the mic.
Oh, I used to talk like this into the mic. Totally forgot about that. Well, you know, it was much later in the night. I was less excited about many things in life, including radio. So I didn't really have it in me to come in here and yell into a mic, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like sophomore year for, you know, any schooling you do is
it's
typically like one of the toughest years.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, you're going, it's after freshman year where you got to be like, la-di-da, everything's awesome.
Yeah. Oblivious to everything.
Yeah, exactly. And then now you're screwed. So, good luck for the rest of
your... Well, it's like a crime scene in my mouth.
Gravity Falls. Sorry, reference, folks, ladies, you wouldn't understand. Yeah, John's currently in his sophomore year. What one sentence would you use to describe
one sentence?
It?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah. You know, summing it up in one sentence would be tough, but I'd say a big change. Well, that's not a sentence.
But
let's say my sophomore year has... has changed the person I am, right?
Yeah.
And that's a little cliche, but looking back at...
All right, buddy, it's my last show, not yours.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Let's talk about you then. all right, never mind.
No, keep going.
No, it is your last show. But I'm related to you, so I feel like this is...
Yeah, it's like your last show
or
something.
I feel like you shaped me, so this is your fault,
yeah.
You know?
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I've created a monster. His name is John Bile. Yeah, no, he's probably like one of the worst tough students ever. So, sink barista, sniffa kid,
yeah.
Cheap sock.
All right, okay.
Heir to the WMFO fortune. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
You got any tunes next, or
no.
We only listen to two songs tonight?
Believe it or not, I'll play more than two songs tonight. This song is beginning of my year, junior year. You know, I went through some significant changes fresh out the gate, first week of school. First of all, my hair got dyed bright red, like think Ronald McDonald red. By a hairstylist. She thought it looked great. I cried a lot. And
You didn't give her a color? And then
I did. She totally took it in her own direction. I said like dark auburn. She took it ketchup. So,
oh yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
I was
yeah.
like flaming hot Cheeto head for a day. Cried my eyes out a bunch. Got it fixed. Yeah, a lot of things happen in a really short amount of time, And it was a really rough time at the beginning there, but this song, you know, Neutral Milk Hotel saved me.
It's experimental, yeah. You were in an experimental stage of your life.
But I do think On Avery Island was a pivotal moment for me and my music, and the album is really good, and it was what got me into learning how to transcribe music for my saxophone, so I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, I really love this album. It's probably one of my favorites ever. If you think that's, like, annoying or, like, incel music, oh, man, it sucks. So we're going to play one of the... I was either going to go in the sad direction, but this one's... It's just too good. It was my, like, second most listened to song of that year or something like that. So...
Mine too.
All right, bandwagon.
Huh?
And the first one tore a picture of a dead and hanging man who was kissing foreign fishes that flew right out from his hand. And when I put my arms around it, felt the blushing blood run through my cheeks in an airiness around it. When his tongue began to speak, and he said, oh boy, you are so pretty. Enough to wrap tied in Wright's paper string. And when I finally kissed him, the whole world began to ring. Lost like a bell that's tipping over, with two cracks along both sides. And I knew the world was over, so I took a look outside and watched the fires that were reaching up to the weather vane. And the tops of trees and the waiting scene in the Sunday dream are all waiting here for me. Deli markets with their flower stands, their pretty girls and their burning men hanging out on the hooks next to the window display. And I took out my tongue twice removed from my face, across the bridge and across the mountains, through a nickel in a fountain. Save my soul from all these troubled times and all the drugs that I don't have the guts to take to shoot my mind. I'm always sober, always taking, always heading toward mass suicide. I call figurines and waste the gas station attendants attending to their job. And a nice drive in the country finds a nice cliff to drop off. Oh, and this life just gets so great, all the prettiness of life. But don't take those pills your boyfriend gave you, you're too wonderful to die. Picture from the pornographic page, but all the pleasure points attacking, all the looks of love were staged. And it's a lie that you've been given that just hurts you every day. So why should I lay here naked when it's just too far away from anything we could call love, any love worth living for? So I'll sleep out in the gutter, you can sleep here all.
Yep, that was Song Against Sex by Neutral Milk Hotel. Right now, we're going to do the PSA early because we kind of have a vibe switch. What? After this?
The vibe switch!
So yeah, that means that we're gonna have to move on, I guess. Anyway, I'm gonna do the PSA from memory, and John's gonna read it while I'm saying it and correct me as I go. So
yeah, no way you can do this from
here's
memory.
Here's the ladder safety.
That'd be crazy.
PSA. There's something dangerous hiding in your closet.
Very dangerous.
There's something very dangerous hiding. Okay, not
in your home.
Okay, John.
Oh wait, like
it's
like,
not like
okay,
general.
I got
like
you.
If I miss
yeah,
a sentence,
yeah, yeah.
It's oh.
Sorry,
it's
I messed up your flow there.
It's not
restart.
There's something dangerous hiding in your closet. It's not sharp. It's not flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the ER than any other household item. Right?
Send more people to the trauma center.
To the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, is that right?
Yep.
For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Yep. orthoinfo.org/ladder safety for you folks that want to visit that. Sorry.
That's not what it says. A safety-minded message from the American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons. A public service message from American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO.
Cheers.
Cheers. If you weren't doing the little, like, the little animations over there, I could have done that a lot better. He was acting it out as I was speaking.
Oh, I was just trying to help you.
Yeah, but I didn't need help. I knew it.
You didn't miss the part that said it could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was something like that.
Which is very strange. They put that on there.
It could be hiding in your closet. Yeah. It sounds like a murderer. Okay, that was fun. So... now we're going to switch the vibe a little bit to another pivotal artist for me during my sophomore year. I was sitting on a bus by myself on the way to the airport. I forget where my parents were shipping me off to, but I think I was going to Switzerland by myself to meet someone there. And my parents put me on a bus to the airport. And I was, like, scrolling through my phone, listening to new music, and I found this song, and I was like, oh, I really like it. So I listened to the rest of the album, and I was like, oh, I really like it. And then I Googled, like, a concert near me, and I found out that the, like, day after I get home, no, I wasn't going to Switzerland. I was going to California for spring break. That's what it was. The day that I got home, I found out that there was a concert. So I bought one ticket, literally just one ticket. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go by myself. And
this is in Memphis?
No, this is in Boston.
Oh.
And I bought a ticket to go by myself because I just really liked this song and the rest of the album. So to literally no one's surprise, up next is Car Seat Headrest.
Bunch of mattresses get sold. Don't think it'll sometimes we don't have breakdowns.
No, no, no.
I wanna hear you going psycho if you're going psycho. I wanna hear every conversation just ends with you screaming. Not even words, just ha ha. Until each other.
Singing there.
Yeah, that was Sobered to Death by Car Seat Headrest. Great song. Oh, we gotta get moving. This show is
the time is flying
by. It's crazy. Time go.
Hey, come on, we don't have time.
Go. At the very end of the song, you know, they're like, you and me, that part. So every time I would play this song in the car, John would like start freaking out. And he'd be like, stop, it reminds me of bad memories, turn it off.
Because it won't go fully, and it
that's the point.
Edging is the right word.
Yeah, but it's like a, you know, like waxing and waning. Like,
yeah.
It's like a fight.
It definitely like builds it up. It's something you have to get accustomed to, but
yeah.
You know, I finally gave them.
Yeah, it is like the best part of the song. It's really good.
It's debatable.
Okay, whatever. Moving on to bigger and better things. Just kidding, not better. But what? Okay.
Oh, I was checking out the queue.
Oh, okay. So we're playing the last Whole Earth catalog. No surprise. Obviously has been a top favorite for me for the last few months, weeks, years. I don't know. But this song specifically, I went to see them in London multiple times, like way too many times. And this was like the first or second song I ever saw them perform. And it just felt very full circle moment. I feel like the song is keeps coming back in different ways. And luckily, I've not been listening to it lately because it's not a particularly happy song. But as the band described at the concert, this song is about when you eat an entire wheel of brie cheese and you don't feel good. I think that was the description of it.
Happens to the best of us.
So think about that while you listen to the song, I guess.
Johnny Walker Red, send the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head. The two tickets torn in half and a lot and nothing to do. Do you miss me? I've seen in a magazine that you'd left lying around. I don't have you with me, but I keep a good
I know you'd rather see me gone than to see me the way that I am, when I am in the life anyway. Next door, the TV's flashing blue frames on the wall. It's a comedy of errors, you see. It's about taking a fall. Easy to do, and I try to be, but you know me, I come back when you want me to. Do you miss me? Miss misery, like you said to me.
That was Miss Misery by Elliot Smith. So if you haven't been a long time listener, first of all, you suck. Second of all, you would know that I'm a huge, huge Elliot Smith fan.
Huger.
No, you're just a sophomore in college. My sophomore year, I went through a very big Elliot Smith phase, and did an entire show where it was just Elliot Smith, and most of my shows were just Elliot Smith and then like two Beach House songs. But I'm sure that if you've ever listened to my show before, you've heard this story, but basically I got an email that night that said, thanks for all the Elliot Smith, needed him. And I was just sitting here in the studio like listening to Elliot Smith on full blast, and then some guy emails me and is like, needed him. And I was like,
that feels good.
Well, it was just kind of like, at least I'm not the only one going through it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he went through the trouble to be like, thanks.
No, yeah, I so mean, I when you see Elliot
Smith. I hope that guy is okay.
When you see Elliot Smith on someone's Spotify rap,
it's always like
you,
a.
You want to check in on him.
Yeah. I mean, it's never a good sign.
Mine's number one, and then I have Chopin number two, so yeah, it bounces out.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I always think that's. I think about that. I think that that was. You know, I was like, wow, there are actually other people listening to my show. It's not just, like, my mom. So that was pretty cool. That was a good moment. I'm going to get into the next song, because speaking of Beach House, obviously I had to play some Beach House, and the song is a classic. So here's Alien by Beach House.
Thank you.
Alien by Beach House. That's a classic. That song reminds me a lot of actually when we were in Grand Teton in Wyoming. This was a big song for me after my freshman year. Beginning of the end, I guess you could say. Beginning of my Beach House phase. Beginning of...
Why does this remind you of...
Because I was really into the song when we were in... And all we did was drive around. And so all I did was listen to music the whole time. So I was listening to that song, like, nonstop. I was also, like, you know, probably not that happy because I was listening to the song nonstop. But it's a really good song. I love Beach House. I don't really listen to them as much anymore because I kind of tired myself out on them. But it's always good to be reminded of where you come from, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I can see the issue sometimes. I feel like this happens... of many people. You listen to a song during a emotional stage, and when you want to be out of that stage, you're sick of the song.
Yeah, I feel like Beach House especially just kind of drags me back to that place. Yeah. Elliot Smith a little bit too. But, I mean, occasionally it can be good, but then occasionally it'll just be like...
Yeah,
and, like, drag
brings
me
you back
the,
down.
Into the ditch. And I don't want to be there, you know?
I don't think anyone wants to be there.
Yeah, exactly. It gets better, guys.
Guys, it gets better.
I'm here to tell you. Okay, so I have like one last song that I have to play tonight. However, I've always dreamed of, you know, like singing along with music on air. You know, whenever you're listening to like day radio, and hey, no one said I'm gonna do it.
I'm not doing that.
No.
That'd be funny.
You know when they do it and it's like really annoying and it's like Ryan Seacrest being like, "Hey, like shut up."
It's like, dude, shut up. Let me listen to the ending of the song.
Yeah. So,
yeah, they always fade it out like 30 seconds.
Yeah,
left
and
in
they're
the
like,
song.
"Hey." Like,
yeah, and it's super like crispy and like a little wet too, and it's like, damn.
Just put the song back on, man.
You hear the smacking of their lips.
Yeah. Ew. No. So I'm definitely not gonna do that. This song is my song of last year. It's the song of all songs. It's probably my favorite song ever.
How did you come across it? If I might ask.
I don't even remember. I was just like, oh, I was listening to this album, 69 Love Songs, and I like listened to all of it, or I was listening to a lot of it, and I came across this song, and I was in Austria with mom, and I was thinking like, God, I gotta get out of here. I just want to go home. And I found this song, and it just like literally like, I was like dancing in the hotel room, and I was like so miserable the entire time. And I listened to the song, and everything just got like instantly better.
You know, I'm sensing a trend with this your music. It all
okay,
is
let's,
like
okay. Usually when I come in here, I'm not happy, but now I am. No, but you know, it's been a long time. You know, I've been doing radio for quite some time, and this is like kind of my place to decompress.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's very evident in the songs that I've been playing over the years.
It's cathartic.
Yeah, it's cathartic to be in here. But this song is like a release of energy in like the best way possible, you know? Should we play it?
Shall we?
Hit it, boys.
Caution, caution, caution to prevent electric shock. Do not remove cover. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. Let this be the epitaph for my heart. Cupid put too much poison in the dark. This is the epitaph for my heart. Without end, and you're not
That was heat. Fire.
We did try to sing over it, if you could not tell. I couldn't even keep it together. That was all the laughing and the really weird noises during that song. I just thought it'd be funny to do once, but turns out it's like a lot harder to do than you think, because this like silences the music.
It silences the music, so, and you're forced to listen to yourself. And
yeah, and it's really hard to keep a straight face. you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Lauren. This has been Pisces season. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in for the last 4-ish years. That's a really, really long time to be on radio, and I appreciate everyone who's listened to me. You know, I started doing this, and I wrote out every single thing I wanted to say because I was so nervous about what I was going to say on the radio. And now I come in here and I rant about soup for 20 minutes, or I talk about my flat tire, or I sing over the music with my little brother. So obviously we've come a really long way, and it's really nice to, I don't know, have a time where I'm able to like play my music and people listen to me and bring people like John in and get to have fun on the radio.
I'm honored to be on this show, on your last show.
Thank you for coming on, John. It's really nice to have someone else here.
I'm proud of you, sister.
Thanks, John. I have a feeling, a really strong feeling, that this will not be the last time I'm in this studio. Dun, dun, dun.
Folks back home are like,
God! No! Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's not the end of my radio career forever, but if it is, it's been fun. I'm gonna, you know, play a little bit of exit music on my way out, because obviously I couldn't not play the Cranberries, so I'm gonna sneak them in here at the final minute. Anything you want to say, John?
This is it. This is your last show,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
folks, let's give a round of applause to our...
Stop, you're going to break the mic. All right, enough of that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Lauren. This has been Pisces season.
I'm John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Enjoy Joe by the Cranberries up last.